Hello, I am Jamie from Stonemaier Games, and I'm here to wish you a happy April Fool's Day. This video is coming out one day before April 1st, but I figure it'll still be around on April 1st. And today I'm going to share with you my top 10 favorite Wormspan memes. When we announced our new game, our new very real game, Wormspan, which is a sequel to Wingspan, but with dragons and a number of new mechanisms and changes and differences between Wormspan and Wingspan. A bunch of people started posting memes about other words, other concepts, other themes they could put in front of the word span. Many of these were very, very funny and very clever. And so I wanted to highlight them today for this year's April Fool's video. A few things I should mention before I go into that. I'm wearing our April Fool's shirt. I think we still have some of these on our web store if you want to check this out. This was the shirt that we released last year for April Fool's Day. For April Fool's this year, we're instead of putting something on our web store, we have partnered with a longtime local St. Louis chocolatier to create a chocolate of the day. And so this is a phrase that I often use on my Wednesday live cast where I love chocolate and I often have a chocolate of the day that I mentioned on the live cast. And so we thought we'd bring this idea to reality and work with this chocolatier to create a chocolate specific to Stonemaier Games. So we created a specific chocolate mold using really high quality milk chocolate from this chocolatier that says Stonemaier Games Chocolate of the Day. And I will include a link to it in the video here so you can go check it out if you'd like starting tomorrow. It won't be available today, but it will be available tomorrow. Or maybe I'll ask them to put it available today. I'm speaking out loud here, but maybe I'll still have them have it go live today so that if you're watching this video on Sunday, you can go check it out. But yeah, that is what we're doing for April Fool's this year, if you want to go check that out. And it will be on their web store, this Chocolatier's web store, because we, as a game publisher, are not authorized to sell food, but they very much are. So let's jump into the honorable mentions that I have for this list. So these are largely games where I didn't have visuals to share. The top 10, most of them are visuals that I examples that I could share of the span meme. So some honorable mentions that ambassadors mentioned to me were Lifespan, Only Spans, Spandemic, Armspan, Whiskerspan, and Wickspan, a play on John Wick. Just throw any W word in front of there and you have a span themed game. And I do want to mention before I jump into this top 10, some of these images are pretty clearly generated by AI. And at Stonemaier Games, we don't use generative AI for anything. We don't use it for text. We don't use it for copy editing, for proofreading, for creating art. We don't do that. Some ambassadors used it for this purpose, and this is just a silly little thing to show. This is not us condoning generative and AI in any way. So the first one on the list is the only one that I don't have a visual of. At number 10, we have two that are themed after brass, really. One is Brass Span. So there's another, you know, very popular game, very successful game, Brass. Brass Span, or my favorite, I think, Brass Wormingham. I really like that. I would love to see a dragon-themed version of Brass. That is number 10 on the list. I do not have a visual for that one. But the rest of them, I do have a visual, including number 9, which is Footspan. So I think this is a play on the idea that Wingspan and Wormspan use wings and arms. I just noticed that these feet have too many toes. Look at that. That's the creepy thing about generative AI, right? Except 7 toes. But that human version of Wingspan or Wormspan could be called Footspan with 6 toes for reasons that I do not understand and am a little creeped out by. I just noticed that. So that is Footspan at number 9 on the list. At number 8, we have Wingspan. So not exactly a play on the span, but the idea of putting wings on cans of Spam is pretty darn clever. I like the look of this box. I like the name Wingspan. It sounds very similar to Wingspan. And it's a clever little riff on it. Wingspan at number 8. At number 7, we have Viking Span. I don't even entirely get this reference, but I know that a lot of board games use Vikings or you have the theme of Vikings in the game. And so why not have Vikings a Viking-themed tableau builder in Viking span. And as I'm saying this, I'm curious, of all these silly game memes that people thought of for Wormspan, are there any of them that you would actually want to see in a real game? Not that we're going to make it, but just for fun, is there one that I'll mention where you're like, oh, I would actually play that? I would play a Viking-themed tableau builder that uses kind of the Wingspan, overall Wingspan tableau style model of playing the game. That is Vikingspan. Here is one that we've seen, and I have a little story about this. This is Pokespan, or whatever you want to call a Pokemon version of Wingspan or Wormspan. This is something that we've seen over the years. We've seen a few people create essentially pure reskins of Wingspan. That's when a reskin is when you take the exact wording on cards and the exact mechanisms of the game, and you just change the theme and the art and the names. But otherwise, mechanically, it is exactly the same. And that is exactly what's happening in Pokespan. Through this creator, I'm not sure which person actually created this version. I think there's one on that people have shared on Board Game Geek right now. There have been a few over the years. And we have even reached out to the Pokemon company to see if they would ever be interested in us making a Pokemon version of Wingspan, because it really does go very, very well with the theme of the game and the mechanisms of the game. At this point, it probably isn't going to happen because we already have Wormspan in the lineup. We already have Wingspan. We don't want to exhaust you with too many Wingspan branded games, but it does go pretty well, especially with the eggs and the collector element of Pokemon. We reached out to them and they weren't interested. The Pokemon company, either they didn't reply or they said we're not interested, and nothing ever came of that. So still, at number six, that is Pokespan. At number five, we have Scythespan. When I saw this title at first, I was like, okay, that's kind of clever. Scythespan, another game that we make. But then I saw the art that they added to the box cover, and I was like, okay, that's awesome. I love the idea of adding this this character holding up two different scythes to look kind of like a prehistoric wing-shaped creature in there, even though it's just a person holding scythes. Really clever addition to the art there for Scythespan. And I love that they added that it's a Wormspan game, not a Wingspan game, but a Wormspan game. Yeah, it was a really, really clever riff on the spam idea, a span idea. Scythespan at number five. At number four, we have Catspan, of course, because I love cats, and a cat-themed Wingspan would be absolutely adorable. I don't know if it makes a lot of sense thematically, because the eggs are a pretty important part of Wingspan, and cats don't exactly lay eggs the same way that dragons and birds do. But still, adorable tableau builder with a bunch of cats. It would be adorable on the table, and I'm sure there's some twist on the theme that we could do instead of eggs, maybe balls of yarn, something like that. I like the idea of having a cat span, a cat-themed version of Wingspan. That's at number four on the list. At number three is Greenspan. This one, I think, made me laugh out loud the most when someone suggested it. Greenspan being, he was the head of the Fed of the U.S. for many years, the Federal Reserve. And yeah, just Greenspan just, this is just a great little twist on Wingspan. I don't know what this game would be. I don't know how you would play Greenspan in the Wingspan tableau building game. Do you have multiple versions? Like, is every card in the game Alan Greenspan? Is every card, are you Alan Greenspan and you're playing different stocks and commodities and I don't know, interest rates? Are you manipulating the types of things that the Federal Reserve does, currency and whatnot? I don't know, but I love the name itself, Greenspan, at number three. At number two is another one. I don't have a great image of it. I'll blow it way up here. This is Spanspan, a game about a tableau building game about bridges. This one, as silly as it is, and it really did make me laugh when I heard that Spanspan was a game about a tableau game about bridges. I think it actually could work aesthetically on a Wingspan player mat where you have these bridges connecting down these rows, right? You're connecting different types of bridges across rows, and the length of the bridge matters for some reason. But visually, I think it could work very well. And I just love the play on words, the Spanspan, and how it's a game about a tableau game about bridges. Brilliant at number two. The only reason number one won out really over Spanspan is because It's really clever. And a lot of people, this was like the predominant meme going around when we announced Wormspan, because there's another type of worm, earthworms. This is Wormspan, a wingspan game about earthworms. I don't know how many species of earthworms there are, if there are enough to fill out a game with, you know, Wormspan has 183 cards in it. I think Wingspan has 180 in the core box. Are there enough earthworms to do that? I don't know, but I love the idea of a worm, of an earthworm themed version of Wormspan. And this box top that someone came up with just works perfectly. Wormspan. It's not a game about dragons or drakes or quattles or any of the other types of dragons that we feature in Wormspan. It's a game about earthworms. That is my number one pick for Wormspan memes that have been shared across the internet over the last month or so. Thank you for those of you who suggested these memes to me and those of you who actually created them. I love your creativity. I love that you came up with them. If there's any that I missed in the comments that you really, really liked, let me know down there. There was one that I didn't quite put up there. There were a few that I didn't list as favorites because I thought maybe they were a little offensive and whatnot. One that almost made the list was something called Trash Span, which wasn't to say that Wingspan is a trash game. I think it was more to say that it was about birds that dig through the trash, which I thought was fine, but Wingspan is already a game about some birds that do dig through the trash, like the famous bin chicken in Australia and New Zealand, or mostly Australia. But I think that's the white ibis. But anyway, I love these suggestions. I love the creativity behind these memes, and I hope you have a very happy April Fool's Day. Take care, and let me see if there's anything I'm forgetting here in my topics. Oh, I do link in the description below to previous April Fool's videos that I've done, including pets in game boxes and pets strategizing in games, if you want to check out those videos from previous years. All right. Thanks. Have a good April 1st. Take care.